So the topic today has been talked about. We've read scripture regarding the topic, Dare to be a Disciple. As you know, we have gone to the common lectionary as a format for our worship services, and there are usually three or four texts. And all these texts refer to a common theme, and today I won't be going to all those themes. Jeremiah fits this, the Psalms fit it, but I'd like to stay in Luke chapter 14. When we think of discipleship, there's all kinds of imagery comes to our mind. Sometimes we think, well, there's a course in discipleship. Sometimes we think, well, we have to decide about a mission field. You are now entering the mission field, and so these two are commenting, and they say, what do we do if they never leave the building? And so sometimes that's a motif on discipleship. We do all the studying, and yet we never leave the building. Another one says, each one bring one Sunday. It's about Murphy's Law, and this has happened like today. It says, for all of you visiting, let me reassure you that the overhead, it gives a date on this, we'd say the projector, usually works. The lady who waters the plants is just on vacation, and the lapel mic is not in its ordinary place. And so you can imagine, you know, when guests come in, what kind of Sunday is this, right? Another one, this is a committee meeting. They say, after calculating the per capita cost of winning new converts, the board recommends hiring temps. Right? Yeah. And this one says, on fire for the Lord. A man from Ripley's, believe it or not, wants a picture of someone on fire for the Lord. And so how can you get that picture, right? And so this is looking at this in a little bit a facetious way, and yet there are some nuggets of truth in some of this humor. And sometimes it's helpful for us to look at ourselves and smile and laugh and say, you know what, yeah, we're kind of in this journey together. And discipleship is a vast subject, and there's a lot written about it. And today I want to just focus on our text a bit. And so just relax with me. Because this text is quite direct, right? So there are some things, dare to be a disciple. So the question is, what do you think Jesus meant when he said, to be my disciple, you have to hate your mother and father and sister and brother and your children? Whew, that's pretty powerful language. What do you think Jesus meant with that? What do you think Jesus meant when he said, you have to carry your own cross? That's also a tough question. And what do you think Jesus meant when he said, you have to give up everything? If you want to come follow me, you have to give everything up. So, what do you think? Do you think we take some of this literally, or do we take some of this understanding some bigger concepts, or how should we interpret this, right? Well, let's look at the context. Jesus is speaking to the crowd, and so he has this crowd around him, and the crowd is milling around, and so he talks about something very, very sharp. He dares the crowd. And you know what? This is not a popularity contest. Jesus, interesting, you know, when we think of discipleship, we might think numbers are really the in-all and end-all. But Jesus put us on the line, and it's not a popularity contest. And that's something to really, really understand. The power is in the dare. And it's that the life of Jesus is compressed. So he dares us, and he says, you know what? If there is a dare, like Jesus puts to these people, then his life needs to be congruent with his teaching. And so that's the first thing we want to look at. Is the life of Jesus congruent with the teaching that he says here? And so let's take a look at that. You see, Jesus left his power, he left all his glory in heaven, He left all that part and he came down to the earth, right? And one time when he was, as he began his ministry, people came and said, you know, your mother and brother and so on are here to see you. And what did Jesus say? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Whoever does the will of God is my mother, my brother, sister. So it's an interesting thought when you think of he's saying that you hate your mother and brother. He's kind of reinterpreting that, and he's broadening the issue in a very unique way. You know, it's interesting that at a time when the crowds could have made him king, that he would bring these elements out and he would talk about what it is that would be a disciple to come follow me. So the first part, he talks about the part of hating your mother and brother. And we could say, well, Jesus didn't exactly hate them, but he certainly made a distinction in his life. He certainly came from heaven and he became a human. And so that is really a critical when we think of this. The second point is the cross. And he says, you carry your own cross. And truly, Jesus carried his own cross. And that part we really celebrate and is part of our the life of the church. It's part of our life. If the cross did not exist, we wouldn't be here today. And the cross and the resurrection go together. And without a death, there is not a resurrection. And so Jesus, when he talked about that you have to carry your own cross, certainly he carried his own cross. And then he says, and you have to forsake everything, come and follow me. And what did Jesus say when somebody wanted to come and follow him? He said, foxes have holes, birds of the nest even have a place, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And so we see that in Jesus, he congruently, or he preached something, he lived